We're still immersed in this tension between the law and the Spirit, predominantly the Spirit of Jesus, which is the Spirit of God's unconditional love. And yesterday we saw that the first thing that Paul is going to do, and this is from the letter to the Galatians, where there is very famously this tension between the Jewish law, the Torah, and faith, of course, and the Spirit of unconditional love. And what we noticed is that in the end result, Christians are going to be freed from every dimension of the Torah, with the exception of the Ten Commandments, and of course the two prescripts, the love of God from Deuteronomy and the love of neighbor from Leviticus, that Jesus extracts as summarizing the entire law. So these 12 prescripts, if we want to put it that way, are what kind of remain for Christians. Now, we go one step further in Paul's reckoning here. And also, by the way, that's the same tension that's going on in the reading from Luke. The Pharisees and Jesus are right back at it. Jesus is looking at the interior virtue that is going to be grounded in human beings' discipline, and of course also will be grounded in their faith in Jesus Christ and in the Spirit who will guide them. Now, that's Jesus' message, but it's really reflected in Paul, who, of course, is now trying to work this out on an even higher level. It's not just the Torah that Paul is interested in. It's the law itself. What can it do? What can't it do? So it doesn't matter what law could, you know. So Paul first, you know, gives this kind of abstract discourse, and then he goes right into, here's the things that you can't be violating. So he tells you, you know, you can't be an idolater, you know, you can't be an adulterer, you know, and he goes through a list of about 18 items and finally says, you know, you guys, you can't do this, otherwise you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And you're going, wait a minute, I just thought you said we were free from the law. So you do think that the law has something good to offer, because obviously you've taken these things. They're part of the Decalogue, right? They're part of the Ten Commandments. Paul just kind of enumerates all these sort of subsections of the Ten Commandments, and he puts them out there. So Paul is really saying between the lines, well, the law has something very important to offer. And now this is the law of within Christianity itself. So you're not talking about the Jewish law anymore. So he says, within Christianity, the law has something to offer. And what is it that the law offers us? Two things, says Paul. Number one, it teaches us. So the law is a very good teacher. The law articulates, right, for us not only what's wrong, but frequently within the context of the law, why it's wrong. And of course, for Christians, those things are wrong because they're antithetical to love. They're antithetical to gift of self for the good of the other, right? They're antithetical to the love of God and the love of neighbor. You can prove that every last one of those things is antithetical to love. So the law is teaching us, well, what does it mean to love our neighbor? What does it mean to love God? And it gives this to us, and here's the second point. It gives us gives those things to us in a negative and proscriptive way. It tells you what not to do. So, of course, that's half of the truth, is what not to do. But it does give us this. So it gives us then proscriptions. It tells us what not to do. It gives us those kind of lines in the sand so that we know when we cross over those lines, we're going into the bad lands. We're going into a place of darkness, and we know it's going to be darkness. We know it's going to be antithetical to love. If we know it because God tells us so, and God is love, and we know it because we can prove that these things are antithetical to love. So the law is very good. It teaches us, articulates for us on the negative proscriptive side what we can't do if we want to be loving people. So it tells us how to love negatively, what not to do. And secondly, it gives us these lines in the sand so we know where not to go, where not to cross. Alternatively, says Paul, the law stops there. It can do no more. But the Holy Spirit can. So the Holy Spirit is the complement to the law. The Holy Spirit then will take us far beyond the law. It'll take us to the very point, not to what we can't do, but the opportunities for what we can do. If we articulate the law of love from the positive side, if we start seeing, you know, what are the opportunities of love that are to be found in the Beatitudes? Humble-heartedness, right? Poor in spirit. Gentle-heartedness, being meek. Zealous for souls, hungering and thirsting for holiness. Mercy, which means compassion and forgiveness. Notice that these are positive precepts. The sky's the limit. It's not telling us where not to go. It's telling us, our hearts, where to go. Go toward humble-heartedness. Go toward gentle-heartedness. Go toward forgiveness. Go toward compassion. Go toward zeal for souls. Go toward purity of heart. And go toward peacemaking. And if you're not sure of what all those things mean when you're in a particular situation, then know the mind of Jesus and follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit within you. That's how you'll know what those things mean. That's how you'll know how to put those things into practice in a particular situation. Now that the law cannot give you. The law can't give you the mind of Jesus for love. The law can't give you the inspiration of the Spirit toward love. Only that can be had through the gifts of baptism and reading the gospel. So Paul says, there's a complementary relationship. The law is important for teaching and important for proscriptions, those lines in the sand, but it can do no more. It's powerless, to do anymore. It will be the Spirit and the teaching of Jesus who will animate what love means, animate the heart of the Father, which will eventually transform the whole of culture, will eventually transform not just the church, but the world, hopefully in the heart of God, until all those who put their faith in God find themselves vouchsafed in the kingdom of unconditional love with the Father of the prodigal son. Amen.